Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I'm delighted to have with us Christopher Taylor. He has spent 14 years working with some of the most challenging teens and their families. He is the author and creator of Back to Basics, Tailoring Your Teen for Success book, workbook, and online course. And he currently owns and operates his private practice in California, where he provides therapy services and parenting strategies to families. He's appeared in a lot of different publications, and today he's on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Christopher.
Thanks, Maria. Really excited to be on today.
So we're happy to have you. So, Christopher, like, you hear a lot when you have, I don't know, a two-year-old and a three-year-old. Oh, my God, wait till you get to the teen years. What makes teens so difficult to parent, besides the obvious that they just think they're adults?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and I think you sort of nailed it, is they think they're adults, and they're really rapidly moving towards, you know, that adult stage, which means, you know, it's not about right or wrong, it's about independent decision-making, and wanting the space to make those decisions and not having the outcome sort of defined before they have that opportunity.
With the first three of my children, I loved the teenage years. I loved them. I mean, I thought it was the best part of parenting. And then number four came along, and I got to tell you, it's just, if I hear one more time that I'm an adult and I'm about, you know, I can make decisions. It's my body. This is the latest one. It's my body and I can do to it what I want. I'm like, oh Lord, please help me. Right. Yeah. So let's take that scenario there, and approach it with a back to basics kind of mentality. What is a mom to do?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think what oftentimes parents do is they sort of default to that fear-based approach. And so they go to this yes or no. And it really draws that line in the sand, which we know teens are going to naturally rebel against almost 100% right. of the time. Right. So what I try to encourage parents to do is I created a buzz phrase to remain curious and really explore the rationale behind why the kids want to do that. Now, ultimately, I think parents have that fear of, well, if I start engaging in that conversation, am I sort of defaulting to giving permission? And I always say no, because ultimately parents hold that veto power. They can override any decision and give that yes or no. But better to do it on the back end than the front end, so that teens start to feel valued, you know, appreciated, respected. And like you said, with some things, ultimately you're going to arrive at a no regardless, and that can create some frustration. But I think that'll lead kids in the future into more constructive dialogue as they, you know, sort of experience their desires and want to achieve things or experience, you know, various things in life.
So how do you not draw the line in the sand on things that you know could hurt them, or, you know, your child wants a tattoo at 15 or 16, or they want to vape? There's just sure. certain things that are an absolute no in your household. How do you lay that down?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, you can ultimately arrive at that no response, but I always think it's better to say, so, you know, what is it about a tattoo? You know, why do you want this particular tattoo? What's going on for you? Are other kids getting tattoos? What does it signify for you? With vaping, I mean, that's a common thing, that and all the legalization movement across the country. So right. it's sort of giving kids permission that this is okay and that their parents are on sort of almost the wrong side of the law now.
Right, right.
Again, you know, what are the pressures you're facing? Like, what approval do you get, or what, you know, sense of satisfaction do you get if you're able to do this? Because I think it's not necessarily about trying to avoid setting the limit. It's trying to get the kids to partner with, to, again, explore what their rationale is, so that they see it as a friendly environment to explore not just their ideas of vaping or getting a tattoo, but, you know, issues with teen sex or issues right. with how do you manage bullying at school? How do you tell your parents when you're experiencing depression or anxiety? So I think it just sort of paves the way to get more of that conversation going. But like you said, ultimately, sometimes you do have to lay that line down, and kids are going to get upset about it. And as part of the Back to Basics program, we really weave in, you know, how do you address those behaviors so you don't see those real intense escalations,
right.
and kind of bring kids back into dialogue much quicker.
So my newest strategy is that I give choices and I allow them to make the choice, but it's choices that I can live with. So, and it's also choices that I know one of them would never be selected. So let's just say, for instance, going to church is always kind of a struggle because they like to sleep in, right, on yeah. Sunday mornings. And so fortunately, I'm Catholic and we have night masses on Saturday night. So I will often say, okay, which mass would you like to go to, 5:30 on Saturday or 9 o'clock on Sunday? I know she's not picking the 9 o'clock on Sunday because she wants to sleep in, but I have noticed it just giving her the choice. She thinks she's making the decision and it feels, I think, a little bit more empowering to her. Like she has a say in the process and I'm not just forcing her to go to church. It seems to be working. And, any thoughts on that kind of strategy?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're spot on with that. One of the things that I, again, that drawing the line in the sand, it's sort of creating the illusion of choice. You know, we talk in sort of the therapy world of what drives human behavior, and we look at sort of these three core needs, the need to connect, the need to avoid, and the need to access an activity or a material item. So if you give kids the opportunity to have choice and control in how they meet those needs, I think the outcome is going to be much more favorable. One of the things we do in my program, too, is we really try to move parents away from the idea of consequencing kids and incentivizing those sort of task completions. I say, you know, what we want to do is take what kids feel are entitlements and move them into privileges that are only accessed when these things are or these tasks are completed or requirements are met. And, you know, what that really creates then is that opportunity for kids to make choices and take responsibility. And within that, you know, you can create, okay, by 3 o'clock, these things are going to get done. So if they're waking up at 11 a.m., they have that entire window to make that choice of when they want to do it. It takes a little bit of time to sort of condition them to that plan. But as mm-hmm. I walk parents through this program, I say that's probably the biggest thing that parents take away, the biggest fear they have initially, and then the biggest success that they take away ultimately is like, wow, that really did work. It really was that simple. And it goes right back to your point. You're giving kids choice within that.
You just are filled with a wealth of information. So where do our followers, our listeners go to follow you and to learn more from you?
Yeah. So my website, ChrisTaylorMFT.com. There's a blog section where I post a weekly article. All of the Back to Basics program material is there for sale. I also have about 40 instructional videos for a lot of different mental health, relationship, and sort of personal development stuff that they can, you know, just watch and get some really helpful tips.
Great.
I also have an app on the iOS App Store, Top 5 Tips for Life by Chris Taylor. And then I also have my Facebook page, which I have. We just passed 11,000 followers for that. And really just a resource page where you can just get a lot of great information. Obviously some inspirational stuff, but just, hey, I'm facing this issue. What do I do? Then next week we're going to be launching our podcast, which is going to be a 15-minute podcast where parents can submit a letter to me and I'll just answer that, whatever question they may have, and do that on a weekly basis as well.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. There's a lot of ways to get in touch with Chris, and we're going to have a link to all of that on Mom Talk Radio. So thanks so much for being with us today. And when we return,